online, on DAB, on Fairview, and on UPC. Channel 943. This is RTE Pulse.
Thanks for downloading this podcast of The Cosmo on RTE Pulse. For more information, check out rte.ie/pulse or find us on Twitter at RTE Cosmo.
RTE Pulse.
The Cosmo with Scott the Butler. Radio for Ireland's gay and lesbian community.
You're listening to The Cosmo with myself, Scott Butler, here on RTE Pulse. Now, starting off this weekend and for every Saturday afternoon afterwards, the Gay Switchboard in Dublin is teaming up with the Gay Health Network to provide a support and information service on sexual health in Outhouse on Capel Street in Dublin. So tell me a bit more about the brand new service. I have Tony Cooney, the director of the Gay Switchboard, on the phone. Tony, you're very welcome along to the Cosmo.
Hi Scott, thanks a million for having me in.
Thank you very much. Listen, tell us about this brand new service, because it is launching this Saturday, although it's officially been launched earlier on last week.
That's right, Scott. We officially launched it last Saturday to coincide with World AIDS Day, which was on the Sunday, the 4th of December. So we go live this week, as you've already mentioned there. It's a new support and information service, primarily focused on the promotion and prevention of HIV and the promotion of sexual health. So from 2 to 4, every Saturday, we have a team of 10 volunteers who have been specifically trained up to staff the service, and from 2 to 4 every Saturday in Outhouse in Dublin, which is the LGBT community centre, people can just drop in, get some information in relation to sexual health. We have the condom packs, we have leaflets that, you know, have all the different sexual health
information.
Information, exactly. Or if somebody wants to come in and just have a chat on a one-to-one with somebody, because, you know, our sexual health impacts on our mental health as well, and Gay Switchboard supports people, you know, to talk about their mental health. So somebody's sexual health also impacts on their mental health. So if somebody wants to come in and have a chat on a face-to-face, it's completely confidential. We don't keep any records as to, you know, who pops in or details like that. So
okay, very good. And we should probably clarify as well that this is not a walk-in clinic. It's not providing a medical service. This is purely for support and for information.
Exactly, yeah. Like, we're doing this in partnership with the Gay Health Network, which is a network of different groups and organisations and individuals as well who promote safer sex, sexual health and HIV prevention. And I suppose one of the key members of the network would be the Gay Men's Health Service. So the Gay Men's Health Service already provides the medical side of things, as in the clinic on Tuesdays and Wednesdays in Baggot Street. So we're providing an additional support to that service that's already there, and it's not a medical. We won't be doing testing. We won't be diagnosing people who have or suspect they might have STIs. We will be a support for somebody who wants to talk about any issue that's going on in their life, but primarily about in relation to sexual health.
Tony, with your work with the Gay Switchboard, in terms of the support and maybe in terms of the mental health side of health in general for gay men and the gay community in general, how important or how needed is it, this, do you think, for this new service to come in?
It's very much needed, Scott. The Gay Health Network, as I already mentioned, is made up of different organisations. Each year we review our strategy, and last year we came up with 4 key objectives, one of which was to initiate a peer-led volunteer outreach service, which is what effectively the drop-in will be. And that came about as a result of, in 2012, there was a man-to-man campaign. Man2man.ie is the website for the Gay Health Network. And there was a year-long campaign which focused and targeted the younger MSN, which stands for Men Who Have Sex With Men, and that focused for a year long on promoting the services that we provide. And as a result of that, like, Gay Switchboard would have been part of that, and we would have been promoted as an extra support for people to contact. As a result of that campaign, we saw a 400% increase in certain months of calls that had a sexual health related team.
That's incredible. Like,
we don't keep details, you know, personal details on calls, but we do keep a track of the kind of types of calls we get so that we can tailor the service to meet the needs of the community. So, like, in August 2012, we had 4 calls that had a sexual health team in them. And in August this year, we had 17 calls that had a sexual health team, and so that's a 400% increase as a result of the man-to-man campaign the previous year.
So obviously it was very, very effective. Tony, yeah. Obviously recently in the media as well, there has been talk about the rates of or the cases of HIV amongst gay and bisexual men in Ireland, that it's starting to become quite frightening. From your side of work and of experience with the gay switchboard, what is the main challenge, do you think, of trying to get that information out there? Because obviously people are coming to you and they're calling you and they're able to get in touch, but there seems to be some divide or some disconnect between getting that information out there. Obviously the service is going to help, but what's the main challenge, do you think?
Well, I suppose like everyone in Ireland at the moment, one of the big challenges is funding. Lots of things can't happen without funding. We've been lucky enough to get some funding to promote the Man to Man campaign. One was to reach out to people in rural areas where, you know, we're quite lucky, say, in urban areas, especially the big cities where we have services or people have access to services. But there are people outside of the urban centres who don't have access to services. They don't have access to, you know, popping in somewhere and picking up a leaflet. So part of our strategy is to reach out and promote our services on Twitter, on Facebook, through Gaydar, to where people are at, as opposed to just saying this is a service that's in Dublin and that's it.
Right.
Like, for instance, last year there was a 25% increase in men who have sex with men from rural areas attending the Baggot Street Clinic. So that shows that us reaching out and promoting the service that we...
It is having an effect.
It is having an effect.
Excellent.
And also, as I mentioned earlier on, the call numbers that we get have increased. So, you know, we're getting the message out there, which in turn is bringing people towards to access the services.
Excellent. All right, and let's go back to the services, of course. It's starting this, even though it was launched last week, the first proper one is taking place this weekend on Saturday from 2 to 4. If anyone wants to find out more information about it, where can they go?
They can go on to gayswitchboard.ie, so that's our website. Lots of details there about all the services that we provide. Or they can go on to mantoman.ie, which is the sexual health
website.
Website for the Gay Health Network.
Excellent. And just finally, Tony, if anyone wants to actually get in touch with the Gay Switchboard, what's the number?
The number is, it's a Dublin number. It's 01-872-1055.
Excellent. All right. Well, listen, best of luck with the new service. Anyway, it is starting this Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 in Outhouse in Dublin. And as you said yourself, if anyone wants to find out more information, go on to gayswitchboards.ie.
That's it, Scott. That's thanks it. A million.
Well, listen, thanks a million for that. Keep in touch with us anyway. Let us know how you get on. And best of luck with it.
Thanks, Scott. Cheers.
RTE Pulse.
The Cosmo with Scott the Butler. Radio for Ireland's gay and lesbian community.
You are listening to The Cosmo with myself, Scott Woolair, here on RTE Pulse with you for another 20 minutes at least here. So get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you. The Cosmo at RTE.ie or at Scott Woolair on Twitter or at RTE Cosmo. Now, last Monday, in the Woodkey venue in Dublin, TENI, the Trans Equality Network Ireland, launched their Trans Mental Health and Wellbeing Survey, the results of the survey at least, speaking from the margins. I was at the event on Monday afternoon. We were hoping to get in touch with some of the members from TENI, but sadly they weren't able to be on the show for tonight. But having said that, we were able to get a bit of the recording of the Monday presentation, which we'll be playing in a second. There's been some really interesting stats that came out of the report. The report was online and it was done by Post as well, and was to try and figure out what is the current state of well-being of the transgender community in Ireland. Now, up until this point, this is really something that a lot of people did not know about. The only kind of opinions or information that came through was from people who had been in touch with TENI or other organisations. But it was a really, really interesting way of getting a glimpse, I guess, of what the trans community is like in Ireland. Now, having said that, there was only just over, I believe, 200 people who took part in the survey. So even though the statistics give a good impression of what the trans community is at the moment, it's not necessarily absolute in terms of a representative of the entire community. It's only representing the people who obviously took part. But having said that, it still gave a really, really interesting insight. A lot of these stats, maybe unsurprisingly, were a bit shocking in terms of how negative the experiences have been of trans people in Ireland. For example, 78% of trans people in Ireland had considered suicide at least once. And of those, over 30% of those had attempted suicide more than once. So it's a really, really scary situation there. Over 30% as well had been assaulted, either physically or sexually. But it is really, really sad, or not even just sad, it's actually quite heartbreaking to come across these statistics, to see the real day-to-day interactions and the experiences of trans people living in Ireland. Having said that, it wasn't exactly all bad in terms of the results. There were a good few positive results that came out of the survey as well. Brodin Giambroni of Tenny, the director of Tenny, was speaking at the Woodkey event, and he was speaking about some of the positive outcomes that came about from the report, and transition was one of them. Take a listen to this.
76% of those who had completed transition reported having self-harmed more prior transition, and none self-harmed more after transition. 81% thought about or attempted suicide more before transitioning, but this amount was reduced to 4% after transitioning. So that's quite a striking change. Like, that's those levels, and the way we think about this, we can see that when people are able to transition, if they need to transition, that can have a huge effect on mental health and well-being. And you can see from the quotes here about why that's really the case. So one person says, "Once I started to transition, the doctor listened to me. I never felt the need to self-harm again." Another person said, "I couldn't live anymore as male. However, that has changed during and post-transition. I love life and I love being able to enjoy it."
Right, so that was Brodin Giambroni, the director of Tenny Trans Equality Network Ireland, speaking at the launch of the Speaking from the Margins report. As I said, really, really interesting stuff. A lot of it was shocking information. A lot of it that was content that in some ways would have been better for someone from Tenny to speak about it and go into depth a bit more. Hopefully we'll be able to come back to this topic at the moment, but we wanted to address the fact that this information is now readily available on tenny.ie. So that's tenny.ie. Speaking from the Margins is the name of the survey, and its findings are now available online. Do have a look and see what you think. Even if you're not in any way connected with the trans community, it is interesting to get an insight into it. And I guess over the last while, I've been involved, you know, from because of this show and indeed with other work, I've gotten a bit more of an insight into the, I guess, the state of mind and the state of and sense of community of trans people in Ireland. And obviously, you know, with this show, we're only starting to scratch the surface, but it is a really, really interesting insight. And have a look, as I said, at the report and see what you think for yourself. But hopefully we'll be able to come back to that at a later date. Have to say hello to Deirdre, who's listening in Kerry at the moment, saying, "Delighted that this issue is finally being addressed in Ireland. It is something that is well overdue." Well, I absolutely, fully, fully agree with you, Deirdre. Thank you very, very much for getting in touch. Also, Mike in Belfast is listening in. Thank you very, very much on rte.ie/pulse. Cheers, man. Thank you very much. God be on music coming up for you as well. Let me know what you think as well. Are you trans, possibly, in listening into the show? Or what, have you been able to look at the findings of this report? Maybe were you involved with us? Let us know as well at Scott Woodlair or at RTE Cosmo. Right, but in the meantime, this is a bit more music. This is John Newman, Love Me Again.